This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Today, as I promised you at the beginning of the show, we'll have our Mr. Shangasa, who's going to be joining me live right here on MUT Radio. Well, he's finally here, and today we are speaking about kidney function and health. But quickly, let me welcome Mr. Shangasa on the show. Good morning, sir. I nearly said good afternoon.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we're having you for the second time. I remember last year.
Yes.
But it was a different topic.
Yes.
Yeah, but today we're speaking about kidney function and also health. Maybe if you can take us through when we speak about kidneys, because we know they are organs in our body, but when we speak about kidneys, what are we talking about?
Well, we speak of a very, very important organs that are found in the body. They play a very, very significant role. They're found in our abdomen. And they just lie below your rib cage. And at the back, we have two of those, which are very, very important in removing some of the waste that are building up in our body system or in our blood circulation. Yes.
Mm, that is amazing. Now, before we move on, because I always hear this thing that people can donate kidneys.
Yes, you can. If you have kidney failure at some point, you know, where your kidney cannot perform its function optimally, meaning it cannot now remove the waste product, the metabolites end up building up into your blood system. So you definitely need a kidney donated to you so that it can actually do that function.
Yeah, so I'm always taken between if so you can survive with just one kidney. It's possible.
Yes, but you'll have to look after that kidney very well because it's just one kidney. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've always wanted to know that. But now, moving on, we spoke about kidneys and you told me that they have very important functions. Maybe if we can get into that, maybe what are the functions of kidneys?
Yes, it's important to understand the functions of the kidney. Because the kidney actually maintains the normal body state, you know. I'll touch on a very few. For the first one would be that of filtration of the blood. So you know that in the blood there could be a buildup of metabolic waste. So that metabolic waste to be removed out of your blood, you need properly working kidneys. And also urine production, you know, when we go to pee, some of the waste also go through the kidneys to remove some of the waste through your urine. And also the regulation of fluid balance, you know, that kidney plays a very important role in maintaining fluid balance. As you know, we need water retained in our bodies. Kidney makes sure that we have enough water in our bodies. Also, kidneys play a very important function in controlling blood pressure. You know that blood pressure can actually can lead into something like a heart attack. So kidneys also play a very important role there in controlling blood pressure. Also, the production of certain hormones, like your erythropoietin, which is an important hormone in the production of red blood cells. Red blood cells are very essential for the transportation of oxygen in and around your body into your tissues. And also the balance of electrolytes. You know, we've got electrolytes in the body that makes sure that our muscles are working well, the nervous system is working properly, and you know, our heart is pumping well. So basically, those are very, very major functions of the heart, just to maintain a proper working state of our bodies.
Mm. That is a lot. So now I understand when you say you have to take care of that kidney because they perform some of the most important functions in the body. Now, maybe moving on, you spoke about leading to heart attack. I want us to talk about maybe some of the common kidney problems that may lead to sicknesses or some of the diseases.
Yes, if you don't look after your kidney, you can go to a state where we refer to it as a renal failure, where your kidneys actually cannot now work, cannot do their function and of removing the waste products, because kidneys have got to remove the waste product into your blood. So now those, they've got to remove the waste out of your blood. So if that waste builds up in your blood, it actually affects all other organs, you know, because the way that the waste starts circulating into your lungs, it can circulate into your brain, and you know, you can even have other organs shutting down. So that state has to be avoided, you know, a state of renal failure where your kidneys are shutting down and are failing to remove those waste products. And also the buildup of kidney stones as well. It's something that is common where your kidneys are blocked by chemical stones. A very, very, very painful thing where your kidneys, where these stones are really, really scratching against your renal system. And also the infections. If you've got urinary tract infections, can actually end up infecting your kidneys, you know, and having the infected kidneys and spreading in and around your kidney organs, like your bladder, like your urethra, and like your ureter. All those are part of your kidneys. So if there is a spread of infection, that can cause actually a very, very painful kidneys.
Now, speaking of those diseases, maybe before we even go to the parts where you are now sick, maybe what are the symptoms that someone should look out for that are somehow associated with kidney problems?
Okay, some of the symptoms that you can look out for that can sometimes be an indicator that you are having problems with your kidneys. Number one, it's swelling in the legs, ankles, and faces, and the face. Okay, where there is some sort of fluid, you know, increasing in your tissues, and also the changes in urination. Maybe you feel like you need to go to the toilet, and you go there and you find that you cannot urinate, or you can just urinate a very small amount of urine. Also the presence of blood in urine, meaning that there is some type of an infection in your kidneys. Persistent back pain. If you persistently have your back pain, especially the lower back pain, that may also be indicative of your kidney problems. And also high blood pressure, because one of the functions of the kidney is to maintain a correct state of blood pressure. If you've got a persistent high blood pressure, that also can be indicative of your problems with your kidneys.
Maybe if I can ask, who is mostly at risk? Because I don't think everyone is mostly at risk, but who are most likely to suffer from kidney problems?
All right. People that are at risk, those are people who are heavy smokers, those who, you know, who smoke a lot of cigarettes, and people, you know, who've got hereditary high blood pressure, someone who's inherited a high blood pressure from either from the genealogy of the family, and people who are obese, you know, the people that are quite big in terms of weight, heavy drinkers, people who drink a lot of alcohol. If I may repeat that, you drink a lot of alcohol, you may actually suffer problems with your kidneys. And generally bad eating habits, you know, if you udla nje uvucu, udla nomi kanjani. So if you don't monitor your diet properly, obviously your kidneys may also suffer.
Yeah, so a huge emphasis on people who drink a lot of alcohol. So make sure you stay away from it. So maybe now, what can we do to avoid maybe having kidney disease or to minimize the risks?
To start off, it's a healthy lifestyle. You know, as I said, that was my last point on people are at risk. A healthy lifestyle, the proper diet, do some exercises, you know, proper hydration. That means, you know, from time to time, drink a lot of water, you know, 2 or 3 liters of water a day, you know, just to stay healthy, just to stay hydrated. Yes, balanced nutrition, as I said. and also, you know, regular checkups. In our institution, we have a campus clinic. You know, if you feel these type of symptoms, you know, go to campus clinic, report the symptoms. Don't sit with symptoms that are not checked, you know, because sometimes when you decide to check, it might just be too late. So basically, do regular checkups, especially with the back pains and all those feeling anxious and the changes in how you go to the toilet, especially when you're going to pee. So have those things checked up.
Oh, hey, this is very informative, Mr. Changa. Thank you very much for joining us. Maybe, but before I let you go, any closing remarks?
Yes, you know, we don't speak a lot about kidneys. You know, people can speak a lot about different type of diseases, but we don't speak a lot of our kidneys. While they are a very, very important part of our bodies in ensuring that most of the metabolites, things that we eat, you know, they sometimes leave our bodies through our kidneys. So it could be very, very life-threatening if you suffer renal failure or renal diseases or kidney failure. It could be very life-threatening. It can also shut down other organs. So it's very important that we look after our kidneys. We only have two. Okay, yeah. You may just survive with one. If it's one, but you still have to look after it, because you know once it's that complicated, you want to get things like dialysis. You know that can give an aid to your kidney. So it's a state where you don't want to get to. Just start looking after your kidneys. Healthy diet, drinking a lot of water, doing an exercise, doing regular checkups, and you live long. Believe me, if you look after your kidneys.
Hey, I'm definitely looking after the two that I have. Thank you very much, Mr. Changa, for joining us on MET Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, that was Mr. Changa joining us live on MET Radio. If you got here a little bit late, you can still catch the full interview. It will be there on our podcast. Just download the MET Radio app on Google Play Store or also on Apple App Store.
This is an MET Radio podcast.